In the golden age of Hollywood, the one-liner was the tweet of yesteryear. And there was one actress that was very famous for it. She was smart. She would write her own scripts, negotiate her own contracts. And often when the people decided to sign her to a contract after a tough negotiations, the man would come up to her and say, "Miss West, I changed my mind." And she would say, "Does it work better now?" The gospel today was all about watching what goes in your heart and your mind, and forgiveness as the road to happiness. People often confuse Christian forgiveness. Forgiveness never says it's okay what was done to me that was wrong. No, it says this was very bad. Christian forgiveness doesn't mean you forget what was done to you. When Jesus got up from the grave, he still had his hands and his feet and his side marked with the wounds that reminded him what was done to him. But Christian forgiveness is your first step to freedom. It is your choice to say, what goes into my mind and what goes into my heart becomes a part of my life. You may not remember, but many years ago there was a book that had the title, You Are What You Eat. And we care about eating healthy, living healthy. But sometimes we don't think enough about thinking healthy, about watching your heart so it can be spiritually healthy. And often we say words like, he or she made me mad. They ruined my day. They ruined my whole disposition. Well, are you a puppet or a woman? A man? Take your life back. Say, no one's going to control my life. No one's the boss of me, as it's so popular to say now, but you decide. Of all the many thoughts that cross your mind, it's like a menu or a table, McDonald's or Wendy's menu, but you choose what you want to focus on, what you want to think about. And when someone tries to get you mad, when someone tries to do something that can ruin your day, you should put your antennas up a lot and you say, wait a second, who's in charge of me? You are. You decide what you're going to think about. And those bad ideas and those bad words that were said against you, like so many bad thoughts, you say, I don't want to think about them. I want to think about what is good in my life, my friends, my family, what I can say and think and believe deep in my heart that will make me a happier and a better person. Why should you take somebody else's garbage, carry it all day, repeat it 50 times, and blame them for doing something that you are doing yourself? It may seem harsh, but it's all about taking charge of your life. When Christ speaks about forgiveness, what he's saying to us is, you are in charge. Forgiveness is your first step to freedom. Someone did something to me, I got no time to waste on garbage. Are you mad at me? He says, no, I'm too busy living my life. I don't wish you ill. In fact, I wish you the best. Because I realize that what's in my heart and in my mind is something that I carry with me every day. So be careful what you repeat in your mind and your heart, because that determines the way you live and the filter through which you will interact with your friends. How often do people say, I'm so mad? And your friends around you want you to be happy and to have a better day. That doesn't mean you forget what was said or done to you that's bad. That doesn't mean you don't say it was wrong. But you say to yourself, how can I bring some good out of this? What can I think and believe in my heart that will make my life a better day? Never give up your independence to anger and horrible ideas and blame someone else for it. If you are in charge of your life, then you choose what you want to think about, what you want to believe deep in your heart, and then you will find out. You will have chosen the life you will live. Let other people take care of their garbage, and you take care of the beautiful life you want to live. Slava Iisusu Hristu!